Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Hello, Megan.
Hello, Giselle.
This is transparently take two, everyone.
It's fine. Things happen.
Things happen.
We are, as always, businesswomen.
We're businesswomen. We're working girls.
Working girls. And we're back.
We're back. I feel like we're back and better, honestly.
Yeah.
Always. We're always back.
Took some time off, and now it's, what is it? Game time.
Game time, bitches. The thing is that Meg and I will be taking time off to rest, but we will always be back.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of us. And while we were gone, the pop culture machine truly was rolling.
Rolling. I mean, Giselle, if we're real, though, like, these 2 weeks that we took off, we took off last year, too, because we were in Europe.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe it's like the I'm Screaming annual summer break.
For sure. Even though I will be in Europe. You were in Europe, but I will be in
Europe
in, like, 2 weeks.
I was going to take off. I was going to say, like, oh, we're going to be back for, like, a long time. And then I was like, oh, wait. But then after that, maybe we'll be back for a long time. We're always here. We're always chatting.
We'll catch you up on everything that's been going on that's relevant to us and that we care about. And
yes.
That we know that you care about as well.
That we know that you care about. I mean, where do we even begin? I feel like, should we start at maybe shows?
Yeah, sure thing.
I would love to start at Marvel. I feel like we always end with Marvel, but like, let's start with Marvel.
Giselle did text me earlier that she watched episode 2 of Secret Invasion, which just came out today.
Yeah.
So then I, of course, had to watch it. Because she said she had thoughts. I really am. I'm a little rusty. I feel like I'm tripping over my words. Gosh, never. Sorry to the listeners. But yes, Giselle, give me your thoughts on Secret Invasion episode 1 and 2, which are the two that are out right now.
Yeah. So, first of all, this is something we have been anticipating. Meg and I have been very excited for this show. Honestly, like, since it was announced, like, 20 million years ago. Like, we have been excited about Secret Invasion. Like,
not only because we stand Don Cheadle, we stand Samuel L. Jackson, we stand Kobe Smulders as Maria Hill, but also because of, like, the newbies it was bringing in, right? Like, Kingsley Benadir.
Right.
Emilia Clarke. Olivia Colman, icon, legend, the moment, new star literally of Paddington 3, like the literal icon of my entire world. I love her so much.
Yeah. So we've been very excited about Secret Invasion, and the first two episodes of the show are out. We're getting 6. And I feel bamboozled, actually. I feel bamboozled. I feel a bit lied to. I feel hoodwinked. Spoiler alert, but they fucking... First and foremost, they kill Maria Hill, which, like, I think they think it's giving something that it's absolutely not giving.
It's giving, like, let's kill all our female characters for shock value.
Right. They killed fucking Ben Mendelsohn's wife.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Soren.
They kill Soren. She's already dead when we start the fucking show.
Already dead. We don't even get to see her. Well, we see her in a flashback in this
episode. Right. We see her in a flashback.
And
also, like, before we even get into Maria Hill, which was the biggest plot point, like, how are you feeling about the general storyline?
I mean, it's not like, I think I've seen, like, people are saying it's kind of, like, boring. I think it's different. I think it's not necessarily boring. Like, I'm trying to understand what's happening, right? But, like, I just think, and I mean, this is something that, like, I'm sure other people have said, but and this is what I've read, because obviously, like, as people know, like, you and I don't really read the comics, but Secret Invasion is, like, a fan favorite storyline in Marvel Comics.
Okay.
That involves, like, all the major players.
Because they all, like,
because obviously,
swap,
like,
faces and shit.
Yeah. And it's
become,
like,
terrorists.
Yeah, and it's like, oh no, like, our faves, all of our favorite characters that we've, like, loved for years and years, like, what? This one's a Skrull, that one's a Skrull. Also, they did themselves a disservice unfortunately, with Captain Marvel, the movie, which is a movie that is very controversial in the Marvel fandom, but a movie that I liked fine upon a release and has only actually grown on me. I think I've watched it 2 times since it came out. Has only actually grown on me more. I feel like you and I had this conversation about it. Like, it is it's a coherent movie, right? And it's like, there, it has its great moments and whatever, and I just think, like, it's not that bad. But they did themselves a disservice by making, like, the bait and switch in that movie be that the Skrulls aren't actually the bad guys. It's actually the Kree that are the bad guys, right?
Right.
And that's still kind of the thing here. But also, like, it's, you know, and I guess that's like, a good central conflict is that we're kind of on the Skrull side a little bit, aside from the murdering people thing.
Literally what's lots his name? Of people.
Gravik,
yeah.
Because it's like, oh, you promised and you didn't keep your promise and you, like, have been fucking around and whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just it feels a little messy. I don't really understand what's going on. I mean, I get what's going on. I don't get how, like, do you think that Rhodey is a Skrull?
You think that's going to be the plot
I don't
point?
Know. I mean, like.
But no, but then he was, but in that, so in episode 2, this is another thing that I couldn't stand. I can't, you knew I was going to fucking have issues with this fucking conversation.
Yeah, I know,
So Samuel Jackson and Don Cheadle, a.k.a.
two, like, Nick Fury, iconic legends of cinema. Let's
no,
be real.
No, literal legends. Two legends getting a monologue on the screen only to talk about being brothers.
It's like the
wanted
first time
die.
That they've shared just a scene, the two of them, and that's what it was?
I was sitting on this fucking couch, like, livid. I couldn't believe that they'd put that in the fucking script.
Yeah.
But in that stupid-ass dialogue that they had, Nick Fury is like, you know that you're surrounded by Skrulls.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I do feel like we're going to get some sort of, like, this person is a Skrull and we didn't know. But I'm like, can it be Don Cheadle? Because don't we have a War Machine movie coming out? So I feel like they wouldn't make him
a
Skrull.
No, I think it's not a movie. Is it a movie or it's not a show anymore? It's a movie. Is that
I think it's
the
not
Armor
a show
Wars.
Anymore. Yeah, it's not Armor Wars. It's a movie.
Okay, cool.
I don't know, but we're getting something with Don Cheadle, so I feel like maybe he's not a Skrull, but, like,
but also, like, he's a Skrull, but, like, then the real Rhodey is somewhere, right? Like, that's what we're assuming.
Oh,
right? Like,
yeah,
is, like,
yeah.
is kidnapped or something. But it's just, like, I don't know. I mean, there's no stakes with these new characters, right? Like, obviously, we know that Emilia Clarke is a Skrull. We know that Kingsley Benadiris is a Skrull. Like, they're the Skrulls. But it's, like, there's no characters around for it to really be, like, a gut wrench when they turn out to be a Skrull, right? Where you're just, like, completely, like, whoa, like, what? That character's been a Skrull all these years? And
right,
I just
like
think
in,
that they...
in the Spider-Man movie, when we find out that the Skrulls are, like, walking among us, like, that was, like, oh, my God.
When it was Sorin and...
Yeah.
What's his name?
Right. We were, like...
Our friend. Yeah, our friend Talos.
Our
but,
friend
like, I just don't understand, like, I don't understand anything. Can I just say that? I don't get it.
I
don't get it. Nick Fury was up on the spaceship for all those years after the snap, because he got snapped.
And it's affected him greatly.
And it's affected him. And, like, I was like, drag him, Talos, when they were in the train car and they were having that, like, confrontation. He was like, oh, I can't handle it here. It's too much. I have to go be on my spaceship. It's like, yeah, what the fuck, right? But then also he has a Skrull wife. Like,
right. What? Right. With this
and
one
how
long's
it been since he saw her? And, like, she's happy to see him. It's, like, legit so confusing. I'm like, is Fury a Skrull? Because, like, he's acting so strange. Like, he was so cold. I mean, like, he's always been, like, obviously, like, this character that's very, like, stoic and whatever. But Maria was, like, his bestie. And that's how he talks to her mom after she's died? Like, I just don't, the tone is so weird and so confusing, and I don't get what the point is or what it's trying to say, and, like, and I don't think, maybe that's not the point, right? Like, maybe it's just, like, I'm not looking to Marvel for them to, like, tell me things about society anymore. Like, I'm really not doing that. But, like, what is the point? And like, what is this leading to? And I mean, like, it all feels a bit pointless, to be honest, to me.
Right. It's like at the end of the show, like we find out all of our world leaders are Skrulls, and like we need to rebuild, or like where else is this going? It's yeah. And it's also like we're trying to like find this like other side of Nick Fury where he doesn't have his shit together and he's like down bad. But I'm like, it's not giving. And Olivia Colman is the only person giving for me.
She's eating.
Kingsley Benadire is doing fine. But like,
oh, yeah, yeah. He's really hot to me.
Yeah, like, we love him, but Olivia Colman is the only one giving me acting, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
As always.
She loves these little bit parts. She loves to, like...
I know, it's so fun.
Just, like, show up, and I won't spoil anything for you about, you know, another thing that she may be in. But she's...
The Crown?
No, I won't tell. I'm not telling you.
She's in The Bear?
I knew it was too obvious.
She's in The Bear?
She's in The Bear season 2!
Oh my god.
There are, Giselle, I'm not spoiling anything else. There are so many iconic fucking guest stars in season 2 of The Bear. So good. And she's so good in it. And it's just like, I'm just like, every time I'm like, guest actor Emmy, guest actor Emmy, guest actor Emmy. Like, here we go.
Olivia Colman, always and forever.
Always and forever with a check. Always and forever with an award for showing up for a day, basically. But
yeah, I mean, we will see how Secret Invasion pans out, of course. I'm just feeling sad because, like, we've been waiting for so long. I have a soft spot for Disney Plus Marvel shows because I enjoy every week to watch them. But I feel as though they've been letting us down.
I know. It's all just a bit bleak right now, isn't it? Like,
I'm not feeling excited about the ones to come until Ironheart, but then I'll probably get let down by that too.
It just all feels a little tired, doesn't it? It feels like a little pointless and a little tired, and that's unfortunate. Like, I want to, you know, like, I want to be excited the way that I used to be and the way that we used to be. And I mean, like, we did have a good time when we went to see Guardians, and I do think that that was good. But I do think that that, like, relies on the old magic a little bit that, like, these movies used to have. And I don't know what the solution is.
I'm so thankful we got to experience Endgame in person and in real life in a theater. I thank God. Like, that is, I will always remember that magic. So that special. Is when I know magic is real, because was that cool. was magical.
It was very yeah. cool. And I know that, like, people make fun of, like, you know, by the time Spider-Man No Way Home came around, like, there was a lot of, you know, hate online towards the, like, people, like, jumping out of their seats and clapping or whatever. And I get it, but also, like, everyone's allowed to like sports and go nuts over their sports teams. It's like, you know, I see a lot of people hating on, like, Taylor Swift fans at the concert, like, who are, you know, like, videos of them be getting so excited when she comes out, or, like, you know, like, any pop star or anything. And it's just like, just let people like things, you know what I mean? Like, don't hate. But yeah, that was the peak, unfortunately. And, like, it sucks that, like, we witnessed the peak of something that was so iconic and, like, so universal in a lot of ways, that now we're kind of watching the decline, and that's a bummer. And I mean, I think that there'll still be some bright spots and things will surprise us for sure. But yeah, it's just a bummer. And I mean, like, it's not like we're getting anything. I mean, I shouldn't say that, actually, because we're getting a new Superman from DC, aren't we?
James Gunn is, he's preparing over there.
Rachel Brosnahan truly just jumping from Mrs. Maisel. Right. And then our friend David, how do you say his name? Corns what?
Something like that. Of Hollywood fame.
Of Hollywood fame, but also of the politician fame, Giselle.
Honestly, Ryan Murphy said, here you go.
I feel like you kind of manifested him. You were speaking the gospel there.
I was. He's great. He's a good actor. He's a fun actor. I'm excited. He looks like Superman, so I feel as though...
Yeah.
It will be fresh and new and good, and I'm excited about that.
Absolutely.
We'll see. Okay, moving on to something that isn't fresh or new. It's new, but I wouldn't say it's fresh. And just like that, season 2 has aired, and we have 2 episodes that are in the world.
And okay. I just finished one of them. Literally.
Ugh. It's just like, I love Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah. And just like that brings me to a level of joy. But I wouldn't say this season is giving me the same level of joy that last season gave me.
It took me, the new episode comes out tomorrow, right? Like, it took me a whole 6 days to watch both episodes. I watched them today. I had no interest in them, to be honest.
It's because we know everything that's going to happen. Like, they told us everything. I can't even get invested in anything. Also, like,
imagine if we didn't know that Aiden was coming back and we didn't know that Samantha was going to briefly appear, right? Like, I do think that, like, we would feel the same way as we do right now, but just, like, maybe more curious about where they were going, right? Yeah. In terms of, like, tuning in to see, like, okay, well, like, where actually are they going with this? Like, what is next? What is to come, right? But now I'm just expecting next week, the end of episode 3, I'm assuming, because I'm assuming it's, like, 10 episodes or something. I'm assuming Aiden's going to appear maybe at the end of next week's episode.
Yeah.
Of tomorrow's episode. So I guess, like, by the time this episode's in the world, people will know. Because they can't wait that much longer. Like, he was filming for ages with them. Yeah. Like, there's no way that he's not in a big bulk of the season. So, yeah. And then, I anticipate, like, Samantha to show up in the second to last or the last episode, you know, like, for her little scene. So, I don't know. It's just a bit tired, isn't it? Like, I did watch all of the Bear season 2, and we'll talk about it next week once Giselle watches it. But, like, going from that to Secret Invasion to And Just Like That was
rough.
A literal trip.
Yeah.
And just, like, you can just see, like, it's just, it's obviously fun for them to do, and I love that for them.
Right.
And they get to dress up in these fun outfits and hang out with their friends and blah, blah, blah. But for me, it's just, like, a bit silly.
Right. Even, like, the Met Gala storyline, and it was like, we're going, we're not going. Oh, Seema is doing this. This man is with this. Oh, no. Like, what's her LTJ or whatever the fuck her name is. And then that storyline with the grandma that I literally couldn't deal with.
And how did that end with just them scolding the dad?
Right. Like, I, it's just all.
That was so weird. I was like, not this.
The people in the writer's room, you can tell, have not shifted.
It seems like they ingested all the feedback and then they said, you know what? Actually, we're going to double down.
We're literally doubling down. Oh. And then, like, there's just, like, and now the thing is, like, there's a lot of women that we're trying to give storylines to. Like, I'm like, I know we're trying to be inclusive and I'm all here for it, but, like, this is kind of what we were saying about Gossip Girl too. Like, I didn't watch it originally because it was about black people. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I watched it because I was watching white people be messy. And, like, honestly, I would still watch And Just Like That if it were just these three white women being messy. I'm sorry. Because I want to find a show that actually represents me, not And Just Like That. Please.
Which is white people writing for black people.
Literally.
I mean, I don't know who's in the writer's room. I shouldn't say that. But, like, it just feels, like, forced.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the Che Diaz of it all.
Also, they're giving Che Diaz terrible storylines.
I mean,
the storyline about,
the sitcom, the Tony Danza, the losing weight. I'm just like, what year is it?
Is it
not 2023?
Like, you're simultaneously being like, Che Diaz is non-binary, but also Che Diaz cares about their weight to the point where they're not going to eat pizza. I was like, what's happening?
And also, Che Diaz was married to Kate Hudson's brother.
It's all just...
That was a bit crazy. They have just butchered Miranda's character, and it's so upsetting. I'm sorry. It's awful. It's awful what they've done to Miranda.
It's actually awful. Not, like, Charlotte being, like, one of the better characters. Like, you
know, but the whole, like, the real deal and Lily and the dress, like, what? What was that? And then Lily doing her little song that sounded like a cry for fucking help. Right. But Charlotte's just worried about getting the Prada dress back or the Chanel dress back or whatever it was. And, like, I mean, here's the thing. It's, like, the parts of it almost that I'm enjoying the most are these little moments where they're, like, all at lunch together. Like, yes. when it was LTJ or LTW or whatever.
Yeah.
And Charlotte and yes. What's-His-Face at lunch. And I was, like, This is Sex in the City.
We
like,
want the ladies at lunch.
We just want to hear them shoot the shit. And it's like, I don't care about this podcast guy. Thank God he's gone. Thank God he's gone.
I know.
Thank God the podcast storyline is gone because I just texted this, but like I have to say, as someone who literally does that for right. a living, that is so not how it works. In the slightest. Fucking ad,
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
It's just, and also, why wouldn't Carrie read the ad? Like, why would, that's supposed to be so out of character for Carrie to read about vaginal wellness. Like, you're not going to read an ad for that? That is literal brand alignment if I've ever seen it.
No, it was not giving cohesion. I couldn't believe.
I can't. I mean, yeah. They're all looking great. They're all, like, having fun. Congrats to them on having a job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I love Sarah Jessica Parker. I do love her.
I do too.
I just can't. I will continue to watch it. I'm sure it will get a season 3 because I do think like the ratings are the
we're
same.
Watching. It's just not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we're watching it. Just terrible. And it's a bit of a hate watch, unfortunately. I don't want to say that, but. Oh, lordy, lordy, lord.
Moving on to something that was definitely not a hate watch. We saw Once Upon a One More Time, everyone. That's what it's called, right? Once Upon a One More Time.
Once Upon a One More Time. Okay. The Britney Spears-inspired Cinderella musical.
Amazing.
That is currently open on Broadway. Get your tickets now, folks.
Starring
Justin Guarini of American Idol fame.
From Justin and Kelly fame as well.
Yeah.
We had a fucking blast. I've seen a lot of things on Broadway. I have a stack of papers and I feel like it's like almost 30. I've seen a lot of mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
But I had a fucking blast. It was so fun. The audience was having a blast. We were yelling, we were clapping, we were screaming, we were singing along. It was so fun. If you were going to see anything on Broadway, I recommend.
Absolutely. I mean, it was completely ridiculous and completely
absurd
and wannabe feminist and so funny and like just like go get a glass of wine, get a snack, go sit in the theater and just watch it because what a time was had by all. And I mean, the Britney songs just never get old. It reminded me of so many that I love, like that I've now like had in rotation. And Britney posted about it on Instagram, so yes. It seems like it has the Britney stamp of approval.
She knows it exists. We were all worried.
And yeah, and I mean, like, some very talented performers. I mean, I do think that the girl who played Snow White is, like, so good.
Yeah.
And I mean, Justin Guarini still got it. He's looking great.
He's amazing.
He's looking great for, like, 43. Like,
I was so happy to see him, hear him. He was... like so electric on that stage.
Absolutely.
I
love
it.
Absolutely. And I mean his friend Kelly Clarkson has a fire new album out actually, I would say.
Yes.
There are some like snooze ones for me, but the thing about Kelly is that her voice is unbelievable and you know, she's a star so she can work.
She's really doing promo.
Oh my god, she is promoting the shit out of this album.
Oh my god.
Chemistry, it's called.
Chemistry. She adapted the all lowercase thing that all the girlies are doing.
She did. And I will say, I mean, there's like a good nod to that Piece by Piece song that she wrote about her, ex-husband, like when they were happy. I think in the song Me, actually maybe it was in the song Rock Hudson, which is really good. But I like Red Flag Collector.
Yes.
I like, honestly, like the first like five songs are very good. And then, like, in the middle, it kind of lost me for a while. But then even, like, I Hate Love, which is featuring Steve Martin, is good.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, no, just, like, good production. Like, her voice is just insane. So, easy listening. I would definitely recommend giving the album a listen.
I love this for Kelly.
I know.
Kelly and Justin winning, honestly.
Both of them. Employed. Looking good.
Thank God.
Amazing.
Okay, speaking of other people next? That are employed, everyone on the Barbie press tour.
Everyone on the Barbie press tour.
You know what's going to be hilarious? God. When, like, what? Issa Rae is in 5 minutes of the movie.
I mean, when they're all, except for Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, in 4 minutes of the movie.
Harry Neff in the movie for 3 minutes. Like, fully. Kate McKinnon, maybe four. Like, it's just so funny the way they're promoting this. Like, I get it. I obviously get it. But, like, it really is Margot Robbie's movie.
I mean, she also has just elevated. I mean, they definitely got her a new stylist or something because
they allowed
she's
her
been
to escape
slaying
Chanel.
Yeah. The press tour looks. Just looking incredible. I mean, they all have that cover that you reposted, the Time cover.
So
I mean,
good.
They all just look amazing. And they all seem to be having fun and, like, be happy to be there. Like, that's the thing. It's like you can tell when people aren't happy to be doing press and they're, like, happy to be there to, like, promote this movie. Cannot wait for the Barbie Oppenheimer double feature to come in, like, less than a month. Oppenheimer doing, like, no press.
I know.
But also, like, the best thing that could have happened to Oppenheimer is coming out on the same day as Barbie because everyone's talking about the Barbie Oppenheimer double feature. So, but the marketing that they've been doing for Barbie is just, I can just imagine the budget that they had. And how much fun it was to work on this, because, like, when you have the marketing budget to be able to go to different partners and say, like, what can we do?
Yeah.
That's what happens. This is what happens, because, I mean, the Barbie dream house that popped up in Malibu, Barbie-themed ice cream at Cold Stone, Barbie-themed frozen yogurt at Pinkberry.
Everyone's doing a Barbie collection.
Everyone's doing a Barbie collection. Like, hot pink
Mattel
is the color.
Said, here you go.
Yeah, absolutely. They're lit about this. They said we're bringing Barbie into the 21st century, and it's happening. Barbie is back.
I'm honestly here for it. I'm here for Barbie
and
being back.
The obviously, like, the soundtrack, the little, like, minute and a half long songs that everyone did for the soundtrack. Like,
I know. The Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj song that was so short.
I know. Literally, the Charlie XCX one that comes out on Friday, that's a minute and 50 seconds.
Like, Charlie, she really phoned
like,
it in.
Like, what's happening here?
She phoned it in.
But you just know we're going to hear that Dua song all summer. We're going to hear all of these. I like it, too. I think it's fun. It's a great summer song.
Yeah, I heard that people were upset because on the press tour they were like, I thought that they were gonna be like besties on the press tour. I'm like, these are grown women who have lots of jobs going on. Like, they're happy enough to be there. They don't need to be best friends. Please.
Oh my God.
People
please.
Can never be happy.
Grow up. It's
people
like, no, this is not fucking Riverdale. This isn't like a teen movie where like all these like 20-year-olds live together. It's like they all got along fine, and now they're coming back together like a year later to do press for this movie contractually, and they're happy because they think they had a fun time on the movie, but they are not going to act like they're best friends and they hang out every other
These
day.
These are grown, like, grown women.
Literally.
Grown women.
I mean, it's so funny. I think it's really cute how Margot Robbie's husband is just kind of tagging, because he's like,
he
produced it with her. And I think he's, like, tagging along on the press tour, but he's, like, always in the background. Like,
I love
there
it.
Was a clip of her getting off the plane
oh, yeah,
in her,
I saw
like,
this.
Press outfit. And he's, like, kind of hiding. And she, like, looks back for him. Like, she this is, like, where are you going? And he's, like, hiding. And she like, laughs at him. It's, like, he knows he's a trophy husband. I love that.
Right. I love it. I mean, speaking of trophy husbands.
What? Wait, what's on the list?
Tom Dea.
Well, their appearance at Beyoncé's concert in Warsaw.
Every
like,
appearance.
Like, people are really, I just think Beyoncé's so iconic, of course, everyone knows that. But People are really just flying to these random places. Not that yes. Warsaw, Poland is that random, but, like, Beyonce's about to be in the U.S., and all of these stars are just like, nah, I can't wait. I gotta go to Poland.
Poland is so random, too.
I think Lizzo is on tour in Europe, is she not? So maybe it was, like, convenient for her. But, like, oh, my God, my heart watching Lizzo watch Beyonce, like, yell her name. It was just so sweet. But also Beyonce, or Tom Holland and Zendaya just with Hunter Schafer, with what's his name, Darnell, always.
Always Darnell. Like, always with Darnell. I think it's her cousin, but Darnell has the best job in the world.
Absolutely. Luckiest person alive. But yeah, just singing the words to Love on Top at each other. Yeah. I mean, Tom's been doing press for his poorly reviewed Apple TV Plus.
I saw that clip of him basically crying. I was like, oh,
Tom. My God. We need to get Tom a rom-com. Tom has charisma.
Get him a better agent. I know his agent got him Spider-Man, but everything after that has been bad.
I just think he's like too, and I mean, like, I think he's a good actor. He's just like, he's too obsessed with these serious roles, and I'm like, let's get you in a rom-com.
Right.
Let's get you, like, in a comedy. Like, you have good timing.
You're
like,
funny.
You're funny. And, like, yeah. But, I mean, he seems just, like, very happy to be Zendaya's boyfriend.
Literally, it's amazing.
Oh, my God. You know what's not on here, Giselle?
Challengers?
Challengers.
I mean, this is what we've been fucking waiting for.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be my Super Bowl. I'm so fucking excited. I love Zendaya so deeply. I'm so excited to see her in something other than fucking Euphoria.
Everything that about this movie Challengers is coming out in September is like just perfect.
Our brand.
Luca Guadagnino. We have Zendaya looking in a leading role, just looking fucking stunning and eating up the scenery, basically.
Eating it the fuck up.
We have Mike Feist and Josh O'Connor as just like two simps, basically, for Zendaya. And, like, it just looks fun. It looks kind of dark.
Yeah.
Looks really sexy. Just, like, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
They just, like, don't make movies like this anymore. And they then don't. When they do, a lot of times they just, like, go unseen. And I think Zendaya in this is going to, like, make people flock to the cinemas and... We won. We absolutely won. But yeah, I mean, I do just think, like, I always want to bring up how vindicated we are about Tom and Zendaya, because people really tried to come for us and say that they weren't actually dating and it was a PR relationship. To those people, I want to say,
We win.
Anyway, we win. I love to win. What should we do next? We have three very different topics on this list.
Let's just do a quick, how are we feeling about Olivia Rodrigo? She is coming.
Boring.
I agree. I feel like we have
I'm bored.
We have similar thoughts. We're kind of like, I guess she's still maybe a teenager, but I'm getting tired of teenage angst. Vampire looks exactly like Sour. I'm like, Vampire also, the chipped nails. I'm like, ugh.
Well,
like,
Guts is the name of the album. Yeah,
Guts is the name of the album. I'm like, I need Olivia Rodrigo to get a different stylist. And I need her to, the girlies just like aren't doing Gaga or Beyonce or Taylor anymore. They're not reinventing themselves. I get we don't have to do that, but just give me range, please.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% with you. I agree. That was something I wanted to bring up as well. It's like, obviously, like, Gaga, Beyonce, Taylor, like, they do the whole reinvention thing, like, every, like, you know, right. It's, like, a different vibe, it's a different aesthetic, a concept, and it's, like, we love that, right? And if you're not gonna do that, at least make it just, like, a little bit more interesting.
A little bit more interesting,
like, as you said, like, she still was a teen when she just turned 20, like, she's still a child, like, just, like, when she was recording this. So, obviously. But her acting like this was, like, pure teen angst, as if Sour wasn't... What was Sour then?
Right.
It's, like... And I get it. I mean, people are making jokes. And I get this because my favorite color is purple. Or, like, was when I was a teenager. Or, like, I don't know if I have a favorite color at 28. But, like, They're like people who are obsessed with purple, like they don't fuck around about the color purple. Like that's like a personality trait. And I'm like, okay, yeah, just make it like slightly different. Like the whole aesthetic, all of the behind the scenes photos and like the clip that she posted on TikTok of like the photo shoot she's doing, it looks like Sour Deluxe.
Right.
And I don't know. I just think like when you make such a splash on the scene, and obviously it's like hard to duplicate as a sophomore album, it's like, I get like maybe leaning into this more of the same feels safer, but I do think like it's giving boring, it's giving just part two, and like, and I mean, maybe that's what she wanted to do. Like maybe she has a vision, but I'm not really seeing the vision as of now. And we haven't heard any of the music. We have not actually heard what Vampire sounds like.
Next week we'll have
A review
of the vision
of the song.
Of the song, we'll have a little bit more insight.
Yeah, maybe there is a music video.
Okay, great.
That looks the same as the Sour music videos. I'm just tired of it.
I know, I'm tired. I'm just, give us something fucking new, please.
And it's been a minute. Like it's been a full over two years since Sour came out.
Driver's License fully came out in 2020, right?
I think January 2021.
Oh, okay, but still more than 2 years.
Yeah, no, and then Sour, then she rushed Sour out, basically,
yeah.
Because Driver's License was such a hit, right? And, I mean, obviously, that's a kind of lightning in a bottle situation,
right? Like, Sour,
She rushed, she put out Driver's License, and then it was, like, Deja Vu was the next single, and Good For You. And, like, those are all hits. Like, they were hits. That album was good, like, fully. You and I streamed it. I mean, some of those songs from that album
are,
like, my top 10 most streamed songs.
Yeah.
Because I was obsessed with that album. And it's, like, I don't know. I'm just at a place where I've like kind of been like, oh, where's Olivia Rodrigo been? Oh, like not giving us anything. And now it's like giving us more of the same. I'm like,
right.
Okay, I'm supposed to be jumping for joy.
I don't know.
I want her to succeed. I do.
I was saying this to Kubali because we were talking about this yesterday. Like,
yeah.
If there's one thing that I want a pop girly to give me, it's Dua Lipa. Because like, if you're not giving me, you know, maybe vocals all the time, if you're not going to be putting out music all the time, at least give me fucking looks, give me concepts, give me anything. Like, and Olivia is just like has all of it, but she's doing nothing with it, and I'm like,
you know? Yeah, she like never, I mean, and it's like whatever, do what you
want
to do.
Fine,
she's
20,
like,
but please, these young Gen Z girls are just like not giving.
Ooh, Colleen Ballinger, otherwise known as Miranda Sings, has released a 10-minute video addressing the several allegations made against her.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I can...
I can't really... I mean, I haven't watched the video, so I can't really engage. But that's something that's happened. Oh, my God. She starts... by singing and playing the ukulele in a 10-minute YouTube video.
We'll watch it, and next week we'll have...
Oh, Jesus we'll Christ. Not that.
Thoughts?
Not that.
Sorrows, prayers.
Jesus Christ. All right. Two more topics to cover.
Okay. Yes. So we're still reading ACOTAR. Well, Meg's done. I'm still reading ACOTAR. Meg finished ACOTAR, everyone. The whole series so far. She finished it. And Meg... how did you feel about Silver Flames?
I mean, I feel so free of these books. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. Like, I want everyone to read them because I do think it's, like, a fun pop culture moment. And, like, it's interesting to see. I mean, like, I just think back to, like, my impression of the names of the people. Like, Tamlin and Rysand and, like, Cassian. And I'm like, okay, well, like, who's the one that we're supposed to like, and who's the, well, like, what's the love triangle? And it's just so different now to like what I expected when I first started reading the first one. I liked Silver Flames. I thought the little novella one was terrible and boring. But I liked Silver Flames. I think Silver Flames is like in a lot of ways better than ACOTAR, like the first one.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever touch Mist and Fury for me.
Yeah.
It was just actually gripped me by the throat and, like, would not let go. I read it in, like, 3 days. Silver Flames took me, like, more like a month. But yes, definitely worthwhile. I can't wait for you to get to it, Giselle.
I know. I'm more than halfway through Wings and Ruin. We're fully at war right now. And we're
going to... oh, my God, with Hybern.
Yeah, we are in the trenches of war. we've found out some things about some people, and things are happening. I'm dedicated.
What did we find out?
We found out, I mean, spoilers, obviously, but, like, Elaine, we found out she's a seer, which obviously we fucking knew.
Oh, right.
Lucien's going to try to find the fucking queen. You know, Tarquin is mad at them.
Because of the.
So we're just like, I feel like I'm about to get to the meeting, the big meeting. And so, like,
yes. This is. Oh, my gosh. There's so many chapters leading up to that where I was like, okay, the next one has to be the big meeting, the big meeting, the big meeting.
Like, we moved the big meeting up 3 days. Like, when the fuck is the big meeting, please?
It is worth the wait, the big meeting.
No, I know. I feel like with all these books, sometimes it takes so long to get to, like, the big thing. But when finally the big thing happens, it goes so fast.
Yes, so absolutely. Like, I was, when we were in Florida, I read, in March, I would read Wings and Ruin. And I wasn't at the big meeting yet when we got there. But I remember when I got to it, I was like, okay, now I can't put this book down. Like, I
the
need
the big meeting.
It.
Yeah.
The big meeting of all the High Lords of the land.
That's been fun.
Just to give you a little update, because
we will keep reading.
The listeners have been along with us. I know. And I mean, like, I think the next one doesn't come out until next year. So, I mean, take your time, Giselle. You know.
I know. I really have time.
I don't even
I want to read other books, though. I have so many other books I want to read. Like, I want to read Brandon's book. I want to read Tembi's, the Homebodies book. I have so many books I want to read. So I need to power through. And
that's how I felt about powering through Silver Flames. I was like, okay, like, once I finish this, I have a lot of things on my shelf that I can pick up. Yeah. And that's so exciting.
Okay, everyone. The final thing on our list that literally took over our lives and honestly everyone's life. The fucking submersible. Now, I feel as though people have talked about this ad nauseum, but, like, we could not mention
it. We just can't. We have to address it. Like, it's the biggest thing that's happened. Like, the biggest thing that's happened to bring people together
online. Since fucking Roy Darling.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was, and rest in peace.
Right. Immediately, we want to say, like, people died. It's very sad, actually.
Rest in peace. But it absolutely gripped me by the throat. I could not stop thinking about it. I could not stop talking about it. I would walk over to my coworkers' desks every 20 minutes, different one, and just say, they'd be like, hey, Meg, what's up? And I'd be like, do you want to talk about the submersible?
Right. Like, please.
What do you know about the Titanic? And I grew up, like, very engrossed in, like, the Titanic and the lore. Like, my parents were obsessed with the movie, and my dad was obsessed with, like, you know, like, researching it, and we went to the museum and whatever. So, like, I was just, like, already in the trenches of Titanic, you know, obsession. And it really gripped me. And I mean, Giselle was in Cannes.
I was.
So you had a bit of a.
I found out late.
You had to catch up. But how fun. It was so fun giving you the details.
No, I mean, there were layers upon layers. There were things you couldn't even know were correlated, but they were. I literally, like, told Megan and Vera, like, I woke up on the day I got back from Cannes, and I was just, like, scrolling on my phone, and I, like, looked at Tim, and I was like, have you heard about this submarine thing? Like, a week after it had happened, like, I fully had no clue, and, like, it literally was the biggest thing that happened in the world. So, like,
I knew you were
so
just funny. In the can bubble, and you were so busy, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so upset that Giselle is not here. Like, this is exactly the kind of thing that would have you sitting in front of your TV watching CNN all day, like the fucking House Speaker
the
vote
countdown
that happened, like the countdown,
the way
with the
it
air.
Looked, like the way that they had to sit crisscross applesauce,
the crisscross
the
applesauce
way,
in
the
submersible,
way they were controlling it with a PlayStation controller. The way that these billionaires paid to do this, the way that they signed liability forms, the way that it all is, like, so actually
the way
dark.
That
it's,
James
it's,
Cameron
it's very
then got
Black
on
Mirror.
ABC
it's very
and
Black
was
Mirror.
Like, which there's a new season of. I mean, do we need to be watching?
I do.
That?
I have wanted to start that.
Okay.
I haven't, though, but I do want to.
But truly James Cameron getting on ABC the next day and being like, oh, yeah, I heard the bang on my underwater, like, technology
right.
on Sunday. Like, we've all known that it imploded since Sunday. like, and I warned, I, like, didn't really say anything, but, like, it was trash.
James Cameron literally, like, getting a, doing his own press run about this situation. Like,
absolutely. Fully. I'm sure it's Avatar The Way of Water streams are way right. up on Disney Plus.
I've been seeing them, so I'm like, should I watch
I mean, it it's just, I mean, yeah, when I opened it for Secret Invasion today, I was like, oh, that's available to me.
It just was all... The memes, the content, and I like once again, like, it's very dark in Black Mirror because, like, fully people died, and it's very sad about that. But also at the same time, like, I would just never do that. Like, why
never.
Would you?
Could never. Could
like,
never.
As many of the memes have said, like, the Titanic didn't like it. Why would you go there? You know what I mean? Like, it already took the lives. Like, it doesn't need to take more. Leave it alone.
It's a grave site.
Leave it
it's
alone.
A grave site.
The ocean is mad.
Thousands of
Leave
people
it alone.
Died. And now they're launching the biggest cruise ship ever. It's like the orcas are banging on the pots and pans. They're
Leave.
Ready. They're ready.
Leave it alone. Leave
they
it
said,
alone.
Get the fuck out of the ocean.
But,
I mean,
yeah.
And then just the, I mean, the whole, the Macy's connection of, like, the Macy's heiress being married to the CEO that died in the submersible, who is also, like, related to the parents who were on, or the great-grandparents who were on the Titanic and died on the Titanic, who are also related to King Princess.
It's all chaotic.
Absolutely just a slice of pop culture perfection, no notes.
Done.
Rest in peace, but R.I.P. just absolute pure unadulterated entertainment. I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, I couldn't believe. It's like when Absolutely. Things like this happen and it really just, like, takes over the culture, like, you have to just stop and, like, really zoom in.
Have to lean in.
You have to lean in. And yeah. also I hope people learn from this. Let's not tempt.
We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I wasn't really rooting for the billionaires, but
no. But yeah, everyone. What a That's sporadic. That. What a so many topics.
We had a lot of things to catch up on.
We had a lot of things to catch up on.
We will be back next week.
We will.
And we can't wait.
We love I'm you sure all so deeply.
What fresh hell will be unleashed? And
that's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
We're happy. We love you all so much. But most importantly, we love each other. Love you, Meg.
Love you, G.
I was like, wait for a second.
Gonna I was like, do I go first?
No,
What's
girl,
happening?
Keeping you on your toes. Oh, my gosh.